Radio, KMAN.
Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio, KMAN. Brady Bowman with you. In studio with me across the table is Dr. Timothy Schaefer. He's the Assistant Director for the K-State Institute for Civil Discourse and Democracy. And, one thing we might touch on a little bit later. Actually, no, we got Dave, you left us with a little bit of a tease before we went to commercial.
I did.
Go ahead.
And this is, I think, fascinating news concerning the gubernatorial campaign. Many people are familiar with the name Steve Baucus. Steve is a longtime farmer, Minneapolis area. He has been president of Kansas Farm Bureau, for like 14 years. Left that capacity here a couple of years ago. And he has served as chair of Jeff Collier's campaign for governor. He has announced today that he is supporting Greg Orman for governor. And Steve, longtime Republican, but he is now joining Orman's campaign as the campaign's first co-chair.
Pretty interesting news tidbit there, because Dr. Schaefer, last time you were with us, actually, was just leading up right before the primary. We kind of talked a little bit about the primary that turned into quite the spectacle, especially on the Republican side. I guess just, while we're on this topic, I guess some quick thoughts on what Dave just told us, and maybe just a quick reflection looking back on the primary.
Exciting is one word, and there are many other words that could
be fascinating.
Fascinating. Yeah. I mean, the way that American politics works is that, third party candidates are very challenged in most scenarios. And it will be interesting, especially given the other two candidates, right, of Kobach and Kelly, with their own draws for their base, but also, Kansas being Kansas, needing to appeal to a lot of centers or people, moderates, independents, and trying to peel off some other folks. And so Orman, residing somewhere there in the middle, a little center right, obviously, but this is a significant thing. I mean, there's a quote here, right, that, as he supported Collier, saying that, I remained committed to ensuring Kansas has the best leaders possible. It's clear to me that Greg Orman and John Dole are the most qualified leaders to grow the Kansas economy and lead our state. So I think I mentioned a little bit when we were here post-election, one of the curiosities here is the potential, who knows how this actually plays out, but the potential of one of the gubernatorial candidates winning with maybe a fairly low percentage, frankly.
Yeah.
And what are the implications there? It becomes clear that you don't have a mandate, all these kinds of things. We see it play out in, national politics when people don't squarely win majorities. It can become challenging. So this could be very, very intriguing to see how this shapes this aspect of the campaign, particularly, for rural voters, for those who are connected with the Farm Bureau and its kind of positions. This is a significant thing.
And so much of this, I'm sure, has to do with the immigration issue, because Kobach is obviously very much a hardliner on immigrants, immigration period, whereas the immigration aspect is something that's a vital issue for the agricultural community in Kansas, because that's a lion's share of a lot of workers. It's doing a lot of the work here in Kansas and Kansas farms and feed yards,
especially
all kinds
Western
of places.
Kansas. Yeah.
Especially Western Kansas.
Yeah, and this is where I think Kansas has this really interesting kind of rich history, both in the relatively recent past as well as kind of a longer sense of history. But a kind of a pragmatic politic, and for those who ideologically would align politically to the right and maybe advocate for some of the views that are being championed by, say, the Republican Party nationally or at the state level, also recognizing that, feedlots, farms, all sorts of places rely on immigrant labor You know, ideally through legal processes and through some of the work programs that allow people to move across national boundaries with some ease in that context. But right, this is a real thing. So where the punditry and the kind of the politicking bumps up against the real kind of dollars and cents of the economic question for a lot of people, this is where it gets a little complicated, and it will be interesting to see where people then go. Truly, where do you, you know, where do you put your where do you put your vote? And significant implications. If you know, I think for a while people had questions about Orman since he had run for, you know, for the Senate, and kind of saw where that, how that happened and how that played out. But this feels a little different, right? And there's something. Kobach is, for many, a fairly divisive individual. If you align with it, then you're
fairly.
Yeah,
is an understatement.
I will maintain my position as
being unbiased.
Right.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. But significantly, this is a huge factor. And so, in a political system that does not necessarily reward, if we were a parliamentary system. This would be a totally different scenario, but we're not. And third parties often throw elections not necessarily in their favor, but who knows? And I mean, that's where I think this interesting kind of streak of Kansas politics could play out a little differently than maybe we expect, but who knows?
Brady Bowman here with Dr. Timothy Schaefer. He's the assistant director of the K-State Institute for Civil Discourse and Democracy. Dave Lewis on the other side of the glass, and you kind of touched on that a little bit with this endorsement, because before this endorsement, everybody looked at Orman as really just basically, if you're on the Democratic side of things, you're looking at Orman's participation as just giving, basically that gives the
spoiler.
Governorship to Kobach. And I mean, as a matter of fact, a lot of folks on the Democratic side of the aisle in Topeka tried to go to Secretary of State's office to get his name off the ballot last week. I mean, it's a serious fear.
And it's also been interesting that what's happening with Republican leadership in the House and Senate is that they are saying, if you don't support Kobach, you're outside of what the Republican Party holds.
Right. And with that, Dr. Schaefer, how much does this endorsement really change things? Does this like turn Orman into maybe an actual sort of contender to possibly maybe even win and take him out of that just sort of Ross Perot sort of spoiler sort of label?
Well, this is where it becomes, you know, kind of the intriguing piece as we move, you know, close here to September. The campaign is starting to, you know, to ratchet up more squarely into the general. I think, you know, this is the limitation of radio at this moment, but I have this graph that I also often go to in looking at the over the course of time, mostly through the 20th century, the shifts that have happened of, you know, the, and this will lead a little bit into when we talk about McCain, but you know, candidates who don't squarely fit securely into their kind of to the base, right? We've moved, you know, Pew has done a lot of research in the last number of years, a lot of polls that have highlighted this, that people have gone kind of to these entrenched places, but it's really solidified. So the bases are smaller, but they're more intense. And so the idea of somebody kind of residing in the middle of those valleys, so to speak, of those peaks, those partisan peaks, is a it's a weird space to occupy. You need to always peel a little bit from those kind of centrists or the independents, those who are, you know, a very small percentage of a voting populace who are inclined to change, right, aside from voting party line. But typically, that's not often a viable candidate, right? And we see it in primaries. You have a whole kind of litany of candidates sometimes, but there are really only maybe one, two, three who are kind of viable in that sense. So when we then move to a general, it, you know, it becomes even more intense because, right, there is that sense of like, we got to win, right?
And you have that flag in the ground.
Well, right. I mean, and recognizing that, you know, you can vote, you know, you can kind of vote your view, or your value, but, you know, this is where you have to be, you know, sometimes strategic. And so, this is going to be one of the questions I think people will consider is how do I, you know, even if I align with Orman, for example, do I vote for that ticket or do I not, recognizing the implications and regardless of where you fall, right? So if you're Republican, what are the implications there, or if you're a Democrat. My sense is that if people with recognition across the state and with legitimacy in certain circles come out more vocally, I mean, we saw it just this past week, right, in the state house, Republicans saying don't peel off here, right? Don't challenge or support other candidates. You know, there will be repercussions, basically, is how it got put. Like, that's a significant thing. We've solidified in such a way this kind of party ideology and alignment that if you're not, you know, rigidly ticking all the boxes, you're kind of a funny duck. And so when somebody squarely is outside of those parties, that becomes really peculiar.
And definitely a huge challenge for Orman compared, because everybody looks back to say, you know, look how close he was with Senator Roberts back in, I believe that was that 2012? Something like that. I think 2012 is when that, because I think it was the same election.
Yeah. Sure, let's go with that.
Yeah, yeah.
But when he was going against Senator Roberts, everybody was impressed by how well he did. And it was closer than a lot of people thought. But people forget that there wasn't a Democrat running as well. So it was just Greg Orman as an independent running against Senator Roberts as a Republican. It was still two-person choice there. There wasn't a Democrat to take any more votes out of that. So you really got to look at that with that certain context. This is way more of a challenge now for Orman than it was trying to be Pat Roberts.
Yeah, and then
senator.
Yeah, and then one of the last things I guess I'll say here is also just the reality of the lack of infrastructure. Right, one of the things that you benefit from a political party is that you have an organization that backs you and supports you, and for voters also has having a reference point. Right, people, generally speaking, unless they're really into this kind of stuff, have a working knowledge, maybe, right, of some of these nuanced details. But by and large, it's more about the messaging, it's about presentation, it's about kind of that gut feeling rather than, like, you know, deep in the weeds of policy. And so when you've got somebody who doesn't give you that shorthand that allows you to assume about them, you know, somebody who's in independent kind of in the middle, it requires some more work. And so, I mean, this is where it gets really interesting is, you know, now will people take the time necessary to say, okay, where is Kelly different from Orman, different from Kobach and vice versa and all of these things? Or does it just kind of reinforce the alignments? So this is it's an important thing that, you know, as legitimate voices across the state come out and support candidates or align or don't, right? Maybe surprise us like we just saw. Those are some of the factors that could have some significant implications.
It's going to be a fascinating race for sure. Totally due for a break. We'll take that. We'll come back and talk more with Dr. Timothy Schaefer. You're listening to In Focus on News Radio KMAN. Happy Monday.
That was 2014.
2014, okay.
Because if it was 2012, then Senator Roberts would be re-up for re-election.
Right. Thanks for the clarification.
Oh, yeah.
In Focus.
Yeah, sometimes it's a wild goose chase around here.
KMAN Morning News brought to you by Manhattan Appliance and Sleep Source.